We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. The Bills made the announcement yesterday. They have a brand new wide receivers coach, Rob Moore, named as the Bills wide receivers coach, and he joins us in studio now. Coach, congratulations. Welcome to Buffalo.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
How much exposure do you have to this franchise? I know you played in the league for a while, but what do you know? What are your first impressions of the Buffalo Bills?
My impressions, I think, in the 5 years I was in with the Jets, we only beat Buffalo twice. Mm-hmm. And the one time, the one memory that would always be embedded is we beat you guys the game after Dennis Byrd got paralyzed.
Yes, I remember
and
that.
We won that game the next week.
Yeah, that was a memorable game because there was so much emotion involved on your team that time, right?
Absolutely. It was it was a heck of a victory for us, but it was the meaning behind it.
Rob Moore in studio with us, the brand new Bills wide receivers coach who comes to Buffalo from the Syracuse Orange. You played at Syracuse. You coached obviously at Syracuse. Tell me about the decision to come here, to leave the Orange and come here to Buffalo. What went into that this time?
I got a call, and after discussing it with Coach Marone, it was a great opportunity for me. And I just felt that it was time for me to go to take that next step.
Did you have that opportunity a year ago? I mean, when Coach Marone brought a couple of his coaches here last year?
You know what? A year ago, I was dealing with some personal issues. It wasn't a good time for me to leave then.
This works out better for you, though, leaving now and coming back to the NFL, really?
Without question, but more importantly, I'm working for a head coach that I know, that I respect a great deal, and also with a staff that I'm familiar with.
Tell me about your Syracuse experience. Like you, I'm a Syracuse alum. You, obviously, and any Syracuse fan knows, you are the all-time receiver in school history with a tremendous string of records. But when you went to Syracuse, your first game on the field was a very memorable game, the season-opening win against Penn State, 48-21, the final score. Syracuse had been playing underdog to Penn State for so many years. But back then, in 1987, that was a significant victory, and you played a pretty major role in that game.
Yeah, it was. I think it was a game that really helped turn the program around in regards to the perception. It helped in recruiting and all those things that followed up after that. But more importantly, we actually went to Penn State, the Beaver Stadium, and we beat them up there the next year, which made it even more gratifying.
I don't know the people, and it's a while ago now, but that was a major Eastern football rivalry back then, and for Syracuse to jump up and beat them, as you said, a couple of times in a row, that really put SU football back on the map, didn't it?
Without question. I think when you look at the tradition that Penn State has, and you also look at the tradition that Syracuse has, I think it makes for a great rivalry.
In that 1987 game at the Carrier Dome, you made really a play that set the tone. 80-yard touchdown reception on the first play from scrimmage from Donnie McPherson, right?
Yeah, it was run pass 08, 6-08. I'll never forget that play.
Uh-huh.
And 10 seconds later, I was standing in the end zone.
I read somewhere where you almost didn't make it on the field on that play.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk that goes around about that play. From they had to shove me on the field because I didn't want to go. There's a whole bunch of things. But what actually happened was earlier in the week, they had told me that, listen, we may run this play on the first play of the game, so be ready. I'll let you know. Well, nobody ever told me. Next thing you know, I'm still on the sideline. I see Don McPherson yelling my name. I run on the field. And 10 seconds later, I'm in the end zone.
Was Penn State back on their heels immediately after that play? I mean, did you feel right then that you had them that day?
You know what? I think we were just a really good football team, and nobody else knew it. And I think, that particular game is where, the country kind of took notice.
You know, from a Syracuse standpoint, and you beat them, Penn State, the next year, but they really backed off the rivalry after that. Now, of course, they're in the Big Ten, but it seemed to me that game, maybe even your play, let Penn State know that they couldn't beat up on Syracuse anymore. Maybe they ought to discontinue that series.
Well, I think the momentum changed a little bit.
Yeah.
We were able to compete with them in recruiting and we're more on a level playing field, so I didn't, we weren't the doormats that we used to be.
And that's why, Rob, all these many years later, I still don't like Penn State. Seriously, I have friends, Penn State graduates, who say, what's your problem with Penn State? And I say, because they stopped playing Syracuse when Syracuse got good, right? I mean, that's a simple take.
That's I guess you could look at it that way, but I think it came down to more economics than anything.
We're talking with Rob Moore, the Bills' new receivers coach. In your time at Syracuse, you had a chance to play for a guy who I consider one of the great men in college football, Dick McPherson, the coach. Tell me what you learned from Coach McPherson.
A great deal. You know, what an unbelievable mentor to have. What people don't realize is he does an unbelievable job of taking you from being a young man to making you a man. You don't always like the transformation you go through, the way he gets it done. But when you leave there, you have a great deal of respect for him, and you're a better person for it.
He and his coaching career at Syracuse survived some difficult early years, only to lead them to success. You wonder if a guy like that would get that chance nowadays in the current atmosphere.
Well, you know, now it's a win now type of mentality, and a lot of universities just don't have the patience to develop programs so they can sustain themselves and have success for a long period of time. That's not something that happens overnight, especially when you have a program that struggled for so many years. And I think Coach Mack, had the blueprint for, you know, how to get that done. But I think even more, just as impressive, is when you look at Coach Mack's coaching tree, the number of coaches he's had come through there and go on to the NFL and sustain long careers for themselves speaks volumes about him as a man and as a coach.
Rob, do you ever find yourself thinking back to the lessons you learned from Coach Mack when you're out there coaching now?
Oh, I could go on and on about the quotes from, I remember when I was a young freshman and didn't quite feel like practicing, and he told me that I had the talent to be a great player, but if I never learned how to disregard all extraneous stimuli and maintain my conscious proprioception, I wouldn't amount to anything. So I can go on and on about the quotable Coach Mack.
He was something else. We're with Rob Moore, the Bills' new receivers coach, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. You came out of SU in the supplemental draft and went to the Jets. Tell me about that transition and what it was like to go to that Jets team back then.
It was awesome. I grew up in Hempstead, New York, right where the New York Jets practice. I spent a lot of time on the other side of the fence just watching, guys like Bruce Harper and Freeman McNeil and Wesley Walker and Al Toon and JoJo Townsend, Ken O'Brien, Mickey Shula, Mark Gastineau, Joe Klecko, a lot of the great players that played for the New York Jets. And to be able to wear that uniform and be a part of that franchise was a tremendous honor for me.
5 years there and then to the Arizona Cardinals. What was that move all about? What were you looking for when you made that move?
Oh, well, I didn't make a move. I got traded.
You got traded, okay.
The New York Jets franchised me, and they traded me on draft day. Yeah, it's interesting because originally when I got the phone call, I was in Miami, hopping on a flight to fly back. I was going to the Green Bay Packers to play with Mike Holmgren. I landed in New York and found out I was going to the Arizona Cardinals with Buddy Ryan. So it was interesting. I figured that I would be a Jet for the rest of my life. And I would say that particular day I grew up as a professional and realized the business aspect of it.
And we had really some of your most productive years in the NFL with Arizona, right? You had some pretty big years as a receiver down there.
Yeah, I think anytime you get to, play with a quarterback for more than 1 or 2 years, you develop a rapport. I had a great rapport with Jake Plummer, and we had some pretty successful seasons there.
Is he underrated as far as the ability he had? And I know he didn't have a long tenure there, but you hear people talk about Jake Plummer as some sort of mythical figure sometimes with the things he was able to do with the football.
You can't find a better player to have when you got 2 minutes to go and you got to get a touchdown to win a football game. The guy was unbelievable in those situations, but more importantly, he was a tremendous teammate. I loved the guy, and I enjoyed playing with him.
When did you start thinking about coaching as a profession?
When I retired, I started doing some TV and radio, and I just really wasn't passionate about it. And I really got fired up when I got an opportunity to work with kids, and then I moved on to working with some of the collegiate athletes getting ready to enter the draft, and it just lit a fire in me, and something I really, really enjoyed. I can't play anymore, so this is the closest thing.
You worked in its protect management and athletes performance. That was getting guys ready for the draft. And the list of guys you had there, Robert Meacham, Dwayne Bowe, Golden Tate, Vernon Davis, these are some serious NFL players. Tell me how you helped them get ready and what you were able to add to their already, good resumes going into the draft.
Well, a lot of it is the little things, route running. which is a big thing. You know, what to expect at the NFL level, how to be prepared, how to watch film, all of those kind of things that, that you're going to need to know when you get to this level.
The last 4 years, you're at your alma mater at Syracuse University and some success there, some bowl game appearances, obviously working with Coach Marone. What was it like to be around sort of the resurrection of Syracuse football these last couple of years?
It was awesome. It really was. I mean, when you sit on the sidelines and you constantly hear people you know, say some of the things that they say about your alma mater that weren't very flattering, and then you get to come back and be a part of the resurgence, if you will, and, you know, it's extremely gratifying. I think you couldn't find a better man than Coach Marone to kind of resurrect the program, but do it the right way. You know, built on it in your hard work, integrity, and really a philosophy that can be sustained for years to come.
I know you were obviously busy with your Syracuse season, but did you keep an eye on Coach Marone in Buffalo this past season?
Oh, without question. You know, I rooted those guys on and wanted to have a lot of success. And I always knew that if anybody could get Buffalo back on track, it would be him.
What about Nathaniel Hackett? You worked with him at Syracuse as well. What can you tell us about your relationship with him and what you like working with Nate?
Oh, I love him. You know, a young, brilliant guy who's got great ideas, who's a great communicator. He's fun to be around. And, you know, I think his better days are ahead.
Rob, there must be certain things about this receiving core that you like. I'm sure you've looked at the names and seen the guys who are on that that wide receiving who are going to be in the meeting room with you. What do you think about this group as a whole? Who do you like? What do you think about this group?
Yeah, I think when you look at the AFC East, this is probably the best group in the AFC East. When you look at guys like Stevie Johnson, who's really a young player, but yet the veteran of the group, and you got Robert Woods, and I mean it's, and then when you look at the speed of this group, you know, you can't teach speed, and when you turn on the tape and you see guys the separation they can get, it's exciting to have the opportunity to work with these guys.
Is there anybody in that group that reminds you of you when you played?
I haven't watched enough film to say, but these guys are a lot better than I was.
I don't know about that. What do you think you can bring to this group? What are you looking to bring to this group?
Really looking to develop the group, to make them better players, to make them more consistent in the way they run routes, the way they play, and find a way to get us to get to the playoffs and ultimately a Super Bowl.
And lastly, what are these first few days and weeks going to be like for you? What are you going to spend your time on these next couple of days?
Really just kind of get myself reacclimated to the offense. You know, I have to get ready, get prepared for this combine and watch some film on some guys that we may be interested in and find a place to live.
Yeah, okay. You'll be busy. Rob, thank you very much. We appreciate coming in. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Rob Moore is the Bills' new wide receivers coach, named to the post on Thursday. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.